Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. So I am back on the air again, and I hope you can hear me okay because I'm on my cell phone, and I don't want to talk too loud because there's someone sick in the house. So this is actually called Numberology. This is going to be a new show because I wanted to rebrand because a lot of people don't really know what numerology is. When you say numerology, they think, what is that? But if you say numberology, which really, that's what it is. I mean, it's just a different way to say it. And that's, I think, to me, a more technical term to say numerology. So it's going to be my new hashtag, I think. I'm going to use that a lot on Instagram and Twitter and stuff because I think that people would make sense of that when you say number, work with numbers. So, you know, I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to say I'm glad to be back on the air again because I kind of took a little hiatus going through some stuff, just growing, transforming, you know, those kinds of things. And I know that you all out there have been through the same kinds of waves. I mean, it's been tsunami after tsunami out there. It's been pretty rough. And it's actually been nice when we turned into 2020 because we could actually feel a little bit of a shift. I don't know if you could feel the energy coming as in the action energy where the cement boots were falling off your feet, so to speak. So you could feel like you were actually moving forward or moving ahead. And 2020 actually adds to 22. So 2 + 2 = 4. So we write it as 22/4, which is the master builder number. And the master builder is obviously, well, a master number in numerology, but it carries a significance because we don't reduce it down to 4. There's a 4, but there's also the 22/4. So when we look at that combination and not reduce it, we know that it's more powerful because it's a master number, but because also it's carrying the double twos, which is 2 is the number of intuition and sensitivity. So when we look at the 4 is the square and it's 4 sides. So it's all about foundation. It's all about building our empire, building whatever it is we want to do. It's about action, taking action and making it happen. But it's all led by the double twos, which is the number of intuition and sensitivity. So we have kind of a colliding of the soul plane and the physical this year, where we're going to pair them up and say, okay, the reins are being taken by our soul, the double twos, and it's guiding this action energy. So really what that means is following your heart, following what it is that your heart says, not your head. Because there's really no energy within this date that has any intellectual energy. And that's not to say that you're not to use your mind. It just means that if you have an idea, don't think it to death. Don't overanalyze it. Just go with how your heart feels about it. Because if you think about any time you made a mistake, and I'll put that in quotes because there's really no mistakes, and there's just choices. So let's say the last time you made a choice that you didn't agree with and you regretted it. It wasn't what you thought in that moment that you remember. It's how you felt. It's like, I knew I shouldn't have signed that, or I knew I shouldn't. And it wasn't really a knowing as in your head. It was a knowing within your heart and just that feeling of, you know, that pit in your stomach that's like, this just isn't right. So my life really changed for the better when I started going with my gut because I'm an intellectual number. And so I have a tendency to overanalyze, overthink things. I was in corporate HR banking in the beginning, and I was good at it because I was an intellectual person. But did I enjoy it? No, I didn't. So it really got to a place where I had hit a crisis moment, one of those low points in life where I revamped everything and I said, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And I started following my heart. I started saying, to heck with it. You know, I'm going to just do it because it feels right. And every time I did that, it further solidified my belief in it. So it came to pass that I no longer trusted my mind as the go-to anymore. It was my heart. And that's when everything, instead of pushing the boulder up the hill, everything was rolling down the other side and very quickly. So that's when my life really came together. And I wish that I had known that in the beginning, but of course I had to go through all of the things that I needed to go through first, which is fine. You know, I don't regret anything. And I don't think that we make mistakes. We just make choices. And if we don't like those choices, then we choose again. And for those people out there who are in bad circumstances or places that you really don't want to be in life, don't define yourself by those circumstances, because those are just circumstances. Those aren't who you are or what you can be or what you can do. And no matter what circumstances you're in, you can change your life. And there's no excuses for that. It doesn't matter if you have no money. It doesn't matter if you have nothing. There's infinite ways to go about fulfilling your dream and your purpose. And trust me, when I first started, it was a sub-shoestring budget. And, you know, I was doing my own websites. I was doing everything. So, you know, instead of watching that TV show or that whatever, take some time every day and just plug away at what you want to do. And that's how you get from point A to point B. Point A is the job you hate, the life that sucks, and get to point B. It's not going to happen overnight. It may, some people do, but, you know, chances are pretty good you're not going to jump and leap into B, you know, right away. And that's okay. That's how life goes. But there's no excuse for not doing. And that's the whole thing about the law of attraction and The Secret, the movie The Secret. They missed a whole big chunk because let's say you want that Bentley, that car, and you're imagining yourself in that Bentley and you've got the passion behind it and you're, you know, it's the wind blowing in your hair, you've got the top down, it's like a convertible, let's say. But what are you doing today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, in terms of physical action to make that Bentley actually manifest or appear in your yard? If you're not doing anything, then forget it. You're not going to have it. It's wishful thinking, literally, because we live in a physical world. And if you're not out there hustling, I mean, literally, I like the word hustle because it's true. You know, you got to hustle your stuff. You got to really be out there and make connections. And maybe I learned that from living in LA for 7 years, but it's all networking here. People, you've got to know people and you've got to go out and meet people. And you'd be surprised who you meet and who, you know, you might want to reach out to somebody who looks interesting on LinkedIn and say, hi, you know, your profile looked really interesting. And if it's something that really strikes you, do it, because it could lead to something. And I call them breadcrumbs, because sometimes they're those feelings where it's like an overpowering sense of, yeah, I really should connect with this person. But then our brain kicks in and says, nah, but it's probably a breadcrumb. And, you know, let's say you're walking down the street and somebody comes across you and they say, oh, hi, Michelle, I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to? And you tell them and they say, oh, really? You should talk to so-and-so. And, of course, your brain will kick in and say, yeah, well, whatever. But your heart's like, yes, yes, talk to so-and-so. So follow that breadcrumb. I mean, they're everywhere. And that's what people miss, are the little details. And they're little. Sometimes it could be just a sign that says something at the right moment, at the right time, or a number maybe that you see that reminds you of something, or something, a word that somebody says or a phrase. Or just pay attention, because the universe doesn't leave you stranded. They don't leave you hanging. And, you know, it's a conscious energy, and it's always forever giving you breadcrumbs. And if you miss one, another one comes along. So don't be, you know, hyper-vigilant to the point that you're not sleeping or doing anything but watching for breadcrumbs. But definitely keep your eyes peeled when you're out and about and doing your thing, because they're everywhere and they guide you. And that's precisely how I've done everything I've done. I mean, I know this sounds weird, but I have picked people from places like LinkedIn or wherever and said, you know what? I really love what you do. Your profile looks really interesting. Let's meet for lunch if they're in my city. And when we get to the place, They think that I already know everything that they do and all about them, but I don't. I have no clue. So what I do is it's kind of shock and awe them a little bit. I say, I'll be honest, I really don't know what you're about, but I was really intrigued by the energy of your profile. And they kind of look at me blankly a little bit. And by the end of the conversation, by the end of the lunch, we are so excited, so thrilled because everything came together and we were meant to meet. And there are plans in the works for something or other. So it, you know, at the beginning it's kind of weird, but it ends well. It always ends well. But I do weird stuff like that because that's just me. You know, I'm the one to jump on a plane and take a red eye to go do something. But I'm kind of that way. Not everybody has to be that way, of course. But you know, it's going back to this year. You know, it's I don't want to bring up the election and all this stuff about Trump because I really think it's irrelevant to my energy and maybe your energy too. I really just don't let it come into my stratosphere. I feel like I've got my own stuff going on and that's not really going to affect me. And I know that sounds kind of crazy in a way, but it's true. I had a friend actually in Toronto, an older friend who was in the TV industry. And he said, "You know, Michelle, the recessions never affect me." And I said, "Really? How come?" He said, "Because I just don't feel like they're meant for me." And so there you have it. It's the power of intention. So for me, I'm just plugging away at what I want to do and not really paying attention to all this drama and, you know, all this stuff going on around us because that's somebody else's stuff and it's not my stuff. So even though I'm here in the US and yes, it's the president and yada, 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 it's still not my stuff. So with that said, if we all take our focus off of that, it's really going to lessen the power of that, which is a very negative power at this point. So we want to take the focus off of it, put it back on ourselves. And so, you know, that's really what I want to get across to people is that this year is an action year. It's not about, you know, focusing on these kinds of things. It's about taking action on your own stuff, on your own truths, on your own goals, on your own dreams. Getting it done, you know, building something in terms of an empire, because the more we individually build our empires, the stronger we are. And, you know, there's independence, and we always should look, not independence, sorry, interdependence. You always should look to interdependence because interdependence is really crucial when it comes to building your empire because we're not good at everything. And I know that when we start out doing our stuff, we want it to be our baby and don't want to pass the buck over to anybody for anything. And no one can do it better than us. But in reality, we're not good at everything. And we have to realize that. I mean, I can't draw worth a heck of beans. I mean, draw a stick figure? Yeah, right. Even that, it's like, I'm artistically challenged. I can write really well, but can I draw? No. So graphically, I have to outsource it. So, you know, I can't do everything, and that's to be expected. If you look at all the big empires that were really successful, like Henry Ford, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, they all brought in people who knew things that they didn't to help them along. Because they would have never accomplished what they did and got as big and high and successful. And that's not to say that's where you want to go, but everybody needs interdependence. And I want to speak a little bit about partnership before I go into a couple of readings, because partnerships really shouldn't exist. Because in the long run, you have to understand that a partnership versus interdependence, where someone comes in for a short time, helps you with a project, and then leaves again, where a partnership is long term, eventually you're both going to clash because everybody is a snowflake. Everybody is different. Everybody has a different path and a different purpose. So if you have a business that is a partnership, eventually you're going to have to go your separate ways because there's going to become a crossroads where the clash becomes so obvious that it can't continue. So if you've noticed, there's really not a lot of partnerships. A lot of people are solo flyers. They're branding in a unique way. They're not really going the whole, you know, Reiki practitioner, life coach. It's all different hybrid brands. It's all different little unique titles and brands. Brand yourself that way. Brand as you are. Brand yourself. And don't worry about going with the status quo, because that's really not where it's at. We're snowflakes. We're unique individuals. Nobody's like us. Nobody has the same path or goal or life purpose that we do. So bottom line. And, you know, further to that, I just want to say that failure as well is a myth, because who do we really have to mark this failure against? Society's standards? Because really, if we're unique and we don't have anybody to compare ourselves to but ourselves, we're only a failure in our own eyes at the end of the day. I mean, we may have society judge us, but really, we can't fail. There's no fail. It's just not a possibility, because there's nothing to really compare to other than societal standards, which is just mass beliefs, which isn't really truth. So just keep that in mind too. I mean, if you have a fear of success or a fear of failure, those things should, you know, keep that in mind, what I just said, because it'll really help. So one last thing before I go into the readings is that I want to talk about self-care. I know this is like off topic a little bit, but I've gone through myself a really turbulent time personally lately. And, you know, it was the past couple of years or so, and I'm coming out of it slowly but surely, you know, kind of blossoming back into the butterfly that I was. But I realized something very significant is that, and I was talking to someone today, actually, about this very thing, that everything points back to our childhood. And I was a people pleaser for a long time, and I, you know, I thought I'd get over that, but I really didn't. And I think because when I grew up with the fact of knowing that I was biracial in a completely white community, I had a dirty little secret, and I didn't want anybody to know about it. So I felt not good enough, and I wanted to be everyone to like me. So I was a people pleaser, and I didn't feel good enough. So I attracted someone who was abusive, who didn't treat me very well at all. And I lived and learned. Definitely I lived and learned. And I realized how important it is to set boundaries for yourself, to say, no, this doesn't feel right to me. This is not right. And really take the time for you. You know, self-care is so, so important. And I know that mothers out there and women in particular, we have a hard time with self-care. But it really does help. And it took me a while, too, because, like I said, a people pleaser. So, you know, imagine that and trying to be in that space of self-care. But just know that you should research that and find a way that is easy for you to take care of you, because even if it's just in little ways, you know, treat yourself to a coffee or expensive latte or something, or, you know, those kinds of things, because it really does fill your bucket and keeps you going. You know, it keeps that energetic flow going in a positive direction. So let me see. We have a couple callers in here that have been waiting patiently. So I want to take the first caller, which is area code 780. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. Blessings for the new year, prosperity, health, and happiness. Thank you.
Oh, Canada. Okay, so you said Jay?
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. All right. What part of Canada?
Western Canada.
Western. Okay. Calgary, by chance?
Pretty close, actually. I'm in Edmonton, so it's really cold here too.
Yeah, you're
so
in
Edmonton.
Okay, so I lived in Calgary for a while, actually. And
did you?
I'm originally from the East Coast, Fredericton, New Brunswick, but I went to Calgary and stayed there for almost 3 years. So, yeah, it was. I liked it, but it was a little landlocked for me, if you know what I mean. It was not.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus, like, I, you know, I need to be by the water, but it wasn't just that. It was the young group. They just worked to party and spend. That was the time when everybody was doing their thing, right? So it's probably changed now, but still. And the snow, you know, that What would you choose? I mean, Canada, the snow, or LA?
Well, LA visit once in a while. Snow, I'm still. It's okay. When I get older, maybe I might change my mind on that. So yeah.
Yeah, I had it with it. Okay, all right. So Jay, what is your date of birth?
March 24th, 1964.
Ah, interesting.
Okay. Interesting year. I feel
Let's
pretty.
See. How do you feel so far this year?
Lots of promises. Energetic. Got some things I want to get done at the end of last year, which I did, and just looking forward to this year. There's new projects going on and rekindling old stuff I used to do. So, yeah.
Okay, so your essence, like, if, basically, let's just say if we added up each individual digit, so we're talking quantum physics here. We're talking, you know, we're not saying it's all this wishy-washy metaphysical stuff. This is math. And if you look at radio waves or whatever, I mean, going through the air that we can't see, it's the same thing. We have, at the base of an atom, there are vibrating strings or light particles. So you were born in a specific point in the energetic systems that make up all things. So your date of birth is like that pinpoint, and it shows you what your energy pattern is. So when we add up the 3, the 2, the 4, the 1, the 9, the 6, the 4, all together just as individual digits, it shows you what your life path is, which is really translated. A life path is more like your essence. It's like if we met on the street and we didn't know each other's name, it would be like, hi, I'm a 3, and you'd say, hi, I'm an 11, because you're actually a 29-11. So the 29-11s, because you can have a 38-11, there are different combinations of an 11, but the 11s in particular are creative, but they also need to do something that is meaningful. They can't just do superficial stuff that is all about money, or money's secondary to them. They're more about doing things for the greater good. They're really wanting to affect and help people. But at the same time, you have double 4s like Trump. And not to say you're like Trump, but double 4s tends to lean people into more materialism or a draw to the physicalities of life, like instant gratification or, you know, the things that bring us pleasure in life, I guess you could say. So that can be something, let's say if you're a woman, you might be a shopaholic a little bit or have retail therapy issues or, you know, that kind of thing. So definitely the 4s might drag you into that at times. But you're also very, very intelligent. You have the arrow of the intellect, which is the 3, 6, and 9. And you also have the arrow of the planner, which is also called the arrow of inspiration. So both of those together are very powerful in the sense that your mind is your greatest tool, for sure. But bringing your ideas to fruition, that's where your challenge area is, for sure. And also translating in the sense of verbal. So explaining those ideas to people is a little bit, sometimes they might be like, what? You know, and they might not get what you're saying exactly in the first run, because you only have a single one. One is the number of verbal self-expression. The other thing is your gift. If you add your month and your day, it shows you what your gift is, and that's a 9. 9 is the humanitarian number. It's all about selfless service. So, and it's all about justice seeking, righting the wrongs of the world. Then if you look at your year, it shows you how are you going to do this? It's a pure 2. 2 is support. It's very gentle leadership energy. It's all about gentle support and nudging rather than bowling people over or, you know, preaching from the mountaintops, so to speak. Mm. So, it, you know, you do have a gentleness about you. But let me just see your personal year this year. Let's see, 9. Oh, yeah, you're really cleaning house this year. It's like literally your foundation shifting. You're like cleaning house, literally and figuratively. So you're going to have a lot of foundation shifting where you're going to see maybe friends drop away, new friends come in. It's like some days you might get a garbage bag literally and start chucking stuff out. It's like you're clearing the runway because next fall actually, this fall coming, is going to be a career year for you. So let me just see here. I just want to see what cycle you're under real quick. 6, 2, 6, 8, 9, 6, 7, 8, 17, 8. And how old are you now?
Well, I'll be 57 this year.
Okay, so you're 56. Okay, so let's see. 56. All right, so.
56, yeah.
Nine. Oh, I see. Okay, so you're in a six, which is your final chapter. It's almost like it's creativity. Six is a number of creativity, creative expression. It's also the visionary number, but it's also about relationships, starting, ending, changing relationships. So I just wonder if not only are you going to be changing careers and there's going to be a lot of creativity involved, there's going to be maybe working for yourself. I don't know if you do that already, but there will be also relationship front and center, a lot of relationship stuff, whether it be, you know, not just intimate relationships, but friends, family, coworkers, the whole nine yards. You're going to see a lot of that too. So, you know, that's where you're at right now. As you go throughout the year, things change, of course, and starting your year off right now.
Mm. Awesome. Look forward to it. You know, lots of changes going on at work too, and
foundation shifting. It's like pruning back the wood to get ready for the new change, which is the career, which is coming next year, or in the fall, actually. It'll start in the fall. But like I said, a focus on creativity, but also relationships and of all kinds. So let me take this next caller because I got like 3.5 minutes, Jay, but that's you in a nutshell. If you want to get a reading, I actually have a sale right now where I usually charge $395 for a full hour consultation, 60-page chart. It's usually $395. It's on for $97. And if you go to my website under numerology session, it's right at the top, a sweet treat deal. And it'll be on there for maybe another week or so. So if you want to get a full session, you can go ahead and do that. But anyway, that's where you stand now, and good luck with the new year.
Oh, great. I'm grateful for your reading. Thank you much. Take care.
And let Canada know I said hello.
Okay. In the cold weather. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 330. Who am I speaking with? We have about 2.5 minutes, so we're going to do this real quick.
Leslie in Kansas.
Leslie in Kansas. Okay, what's your date of birth?
January 30th.
January 30th. Okay, and your year?
1980.
1980. Oh, wow, you've got a lot of zeros going on there. Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay. So right off the bat, I see a real issue with you being able to translate your ideas. You have a lot of ideas, but you're a tangent thinker in the sense of you're kind of, it is a tangent thinking type situation because you have an isolated three, which is a number of imagination and memory, which means there's no other numbers around it. Then you have a single one, which is the number of verbal self-expression. That's also isolated. So you're really top-heavy in the sense of the mind. But bringing those ideas to fruition is really your strongest, it's like your battlefield for sure, because that right there, you know, you're going to need to draw upon interdependence to help you out. You know, I was saying that in the beginning. Let's see, 10, 18, so it's 9, so it's 4, 9, 12, 3, 7. Okay, so you're in a 4, which means you're in foundation shifting as a cycle, but also your gift is a 4. And 9 is the how. Let me see, 9. And you're a 4, so you're a bridge energy. You're helping people. You're the illuminator from point A to point B. You show people how to do it step by step by step. But your personal year is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, it's an 8. It's a no-fail year. So you're going to be really building your empire this year, and it's a no-fail year. So it means that you're really going to be in the zone of watch for opportunities because they're going to fall into your lap. Watch for the breadcrumbs really strongly because when you're in an 8 year, it really is a no-fail year. It's like go after your goals. It's the one year I always say, if there's something you want to do, go after it in an 8 year. So, you know, you really got to think about the fact that the physical, where you're lacking to bring it to fruition. So I want to wrap this up, guys. you know, call in again next week and I'll have another episode. But thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.